At least 30 people were killed and more than 150 injured in Colombia last night when a car bomb ripped through one of Bogota's most exclusive clubs. It was the deadliest attack in that city in a decade. Colombian officials and the U.S. State Department are blaming the leftist insurgency known as the FARC, but that opinion is not unanimous. NPR's Martin Costi has been following this story from Bogota, and he joins us now. Martin, why is the FARC considered the chief suspect in this bombing?
Well, at first blush, it seems like something they'd do. The FARC has vowed, a few months ago, they vowed to take their war to the big cities of Colombia, and specifically they focused on Bogota. There have been some incidents in the last few months of the police raiding what they call urban cells of the FARC, guerrilla movement or insurgency movement here in Bogota, finding explosive on the premises. There was an attack on the presidential palace 6 months ago when the president was being sworn in. So it seems to fit, especially when you consider the target that was hit, which is this very, very prestigious and exclusive social club. It's full of Bogota's richest and most powerful people and their children and their guests, and they have corporate meetings there. So it seems to fit what the FARC might try to do in Bogota.
Why would there be an estimation that it might be another group behind this?
Well, one thing that's giving some people pause is the fact that this was a very impressive, if you can use such a word, attack. El Nogal, the social club, is, as you might expect, one of the most securely watched places in Bogota. Security is very tight. They check every car that goes in there. And then somehow someone got a car stuffed with what they're estimating to be 400 pounds of dynamite into the third floor parking garage. It seems awfully sophisticated. In fact, the justice minister said today he thought this was far too sophisticated to have been planned somewhere in the jungle. And you have to remember that the FARC is known generally as a very rural insurgency.
You're very near the site of the bombing in the neighborhood in Bogota where it occurred. What are people there saying about it?
Well, it has come as a huge shock. Americans may assume Bogota is a bombing a day because they're thinking about 10 years ago when Pablo Escobar had his reign of terror when he was trying to avoid extradition. But that stopped. It's been almost a decade of relative tranquility in Bogota. So this was a very rude awakening. I think a lot of people here now realize that if this is the FARC, that their threat of taking their war to the cities is meant in earnest, and that even this area of Bogota, the north side, which is very prosperous, is not safe.
Colombia's president Uribe seemed to be laying some of the blame for this at the international community's doorstep, did he not?
Yeah, he didn't mince words on that score. Last night around midnight, he was picking through the rubble with his security, inspecting what had happened. And then one of the things he said afterwards to the media was that the international community, other nations, shared the blame for this attack because obviously other countries are consuming the drugs which fund a lot of the conflict in Colombia. One thing he's, I think, really looking for here is a more unanimous sort of condemnation of groups like the FARC as actual terrorist organizations. There's some ambivalence about the FARC and other leftist groups in neighboring nations in South America. And I think Uribe wants, if this does turn out to be a FARC attack, he wants to use this to change their minds about that, declare the FARC terrorists, and maybe facilitate cross-border prosecutions and manhunts.
NPR's Martin Costi in Bogota. Thank you very much, Martin.
You're welcome.